We have been spending the last 30 weeks or so going through the book of Acts. We're going to take a break from that today. Today we are having a dedication service. Is that not on? How's this? Yes. Thank you. We're having a dedication service today for a young man that recently came into the world, Paul Matthew Hauser. There he is back there. All right, little reggae beanie. Praise God. And along those lines, I'd like to start by playing a video for you guys. It's sort of an older video. It's by a group called Halo, for those of us older Christians who remember them. Now, I have to say, yes, thank you, Tom. So, you know, if you feel that this might be a little graphic or cause any kind of emotional trauma, you know, you're welcome to just go over to the nursery until this video is over. But graphic, explicit scenes of mullets, so. Mullet? Tom, what is a mullet? Haircut short in the front and long in the back. You'll see when the video starts.
I remember while we were writing songs for Heaven Come. Calling, Scott kept telling me about the song My Buddy that he had written about his family and his hometown, and it was very special to him. I knew at that time that it was something that I should pay attention to, and he played it for me. I really wasn't that blown away with it at first, but when he finally got in the studio and we had him all wired up and he was playing it and singing it in the studio, I mean, it really just touched my heart heavily. It really pulled at my heartstrings. And then when I finally saw the video, I mean, it all like came into play that really the song really had a place on the record, that it really belonged and it really made a statement from the heart of the guys in Halo. I don't have children myself, but I think this video will really touch your heart. It was made in Clanton, Alabama, where the band is from, and it's called My Buddy. I think you'll enjoy it.
My buddy sees me fall, and my buddy.
They didn't have a picture of him looking up at the barber chair when they were, you know, doing that hairstyle down, or he'd be traumatized for life. But I love that song. I love the words to that song. Particularly where he says, my buddy, talking about his son, my buddy sees me living, my buddy sees me fall. And my buddy is a mirror hanging on the wall. Now, what does he mean by that, that his son or his buddy is a mirror hanging on the wall? What do you think he means by that?
Reflection.
Huh? A reflection. How about that? He imitates him. Good answers. Any other thoughts? Amen. He is a reflection of his dad. He imitates his dad. The good, the bad, and the ugly, actually. And he's like a mirror, and his dad can look down and see himself in many ways in his son. That's what he says in the second verse. He says, mocking all my motions, he learns how to live, walking in my footsteps, hearing the advice I give. Probably more than the last one. Mocking my motions, he learns how to live, walking in my footsteps, and then probably down on the list, hearing the advice I give. He may or may not subscribe to the advice we give, but he will walk in our footsteps, and he will mock, as it were, our motions and our emotions. And then finally, I love at the end of the song, the little boy's prayer, when he's praying to Jesus. He says, Jesus, I love you, and for your love I'm glad, but this one thing I want to be is just like my dad. I think that's the highest compliment a son can give to his father, man. That is absolutely thrilling. That'll melt your heart. I want to be like you, Dad. Man, you know? Now, what's sad and what is tragic is that doesn't always happen in the home. In fact, what's heartbreaking is I wonder if it's more often than not the other way around, where the child says, God help me, I don't ever want to grow up to be like my dad. Help me not to do those things. Help me not to be that way. It's shocking to me, and in particular since I've become a pastor, how many times over and over and over and over I've met people who have been traumatized by their childhood, whose childhood was a nightmare of screaming and hollering and name-calling and violence from a father who was angry and often alcoholic, maybe even a mom who had just a violent streak in her, and night after night, everyone was afraid when Dad would come home because the screaming and the fighting would begin, the closed fist beatings and the bruising and lacerations and just the nightmare of dysfunction that would take place in the home. How many of you have ever heard of Josh McDowell, the Christian apologist? Okay, this guy who was originally an atheist eventually became a Christian and a professor at a university. He's written many books, and he said that his dad was a severe alcoholic, violent man, and so many times he would actually have to go and he would be in such a stupor he'd have to carry him out to the barn and hide him when company would come or friends would come over, because it was just so sad the condition his dad was in. And the toll that takes place on a human soul living under those conditions when their dad is just violent and abusive and you know, enraged constantly night after night. It's just staggering. Some of the most famous people in the world, infamous people, I should say, famous and infamous people in the world have had violent, abusive dads. Adolf Hitler was known for having an abusive dad. Joseph Stalin had a violent, abusive dad. Somebody whose name has been in the news very recently, Michael Jackson, had a violently abusive dad. He would try to groom his sons for success, and if they messed up during rehearsal, he, from what I've heard, he would literally pound on them and beat them for that. In fact, in a 2001 speech at Oxford University, Michael Jackson said, "When I was young, I wanted more than anything else to be a typical little boy. I wanted to build tree houses, have water balloon fights. I wanted to play hide and seek with my friends. But fate had it otherwise." And then he talked about his dad, Joe Jackson. He said, "He seemed intent above all else on making us a commercial success. But what I wanted was a dad. I wanted a father who showed me love. And my father never did that." What a sad testimony. What a tragic testimony. This guy who was worth at one point almost $1 billion. And he said, "All I ever wanted was to grow up with a normal life and had a dad who loved me."